And it is time to have a conversation with the Norseman. Coach Exter is here. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, you guys know how we're doing now. Coming off a big weekend sweep.
Oh, my gosh.
We're doing fabulous no matter how cold it is outside. We'll go through 80 below if we can have the same feeling we had last weekend.
That was amazing. And I have to tell you guys, I sang the national anthem for them last week.
Absolutely.
Your team and your whole organization was so nice to work with. I've sung the national anthem at so many places. But I tell you what, I got to go in there, and I think it was Carmen. She's like, do you want me to put a rug out for you to stand on? I'm like, no, it's okay. And she's like, well, let me check this puck. They gave me an official game puck. She had to make sure
nice. It
was this year's official puck. She gave me a bottle of water with a little smiley face drawn on the top of it. They were just like super nice.
They agree. And you did a fantastic job.
It was really fun.
You did a great job. And the start of anything is the most important step, is the first one, and you started us the right way. And fortunately, the boys were able to pick up what you led with and carried it to a nice victory.
They did, and you've got one of the boys here.
Absolutely.
Today.
Avery Shore, one of our alternate captains.
Yay,
is here.
Hey, Avery.
Welcome, Avery.
Nice to be here, guys.
So
and many wonder, why him? Why is he here? All of our captains are going to come on to start, and how do I select which one I'm going to take? I look at the guy who's from Florida. Let's get him up nice and early, get him out in this nice weather, and see what it's really like for a Minnesota experience.
And what do you think, Avery?
I think I'd rather be under the sheets right now.
I told him this weekend he just has to go outside and stand in it just for a minute, just to really feel it so you can take it home and go, yep, yep, I just got to remember what this feeling is like being in Antarctic.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a little tough to stand outside. I have trouble just making it to my car.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll give it a try and see how it goes.
Hey, his mom and dad should be proud, okay?
Right?
Why? One of the boys on the team... battery was dead in the car, but who had jumper cables? The man from Florida.
Oh, no. He comes prepared. Florida. On top of it, it was Charlie Boyk night.
Oh, yeah.
And Paul was bidding on jerseys, and we were like, oh, my gosh, you got the jersey. You got Shaw's jersey. So we not only have his jersey, but we have the actual man.
Purely by chance. I had no idea. I was like, all right, we're going to select him. Told you the reasons why. And then after that, we found out that Paul got the jersey, and...
this is
no better guest to have this morning.
These are signs, right?
This it is.
Got to believe in the omens.
Be careful what you say. You'll be singing the national anthem Friday night at 7.
I can do it. No, I can't actually play music Friday night at 7.
So let's talk about Friday real quick.
Yes.
And before I ask Coach about it, Avery, what was the difference maker in Friday night? I mean, you came in against a Shamrock team that I think for the most part had kind of had your number for a couple of games there. What was the difference maker in the game?
I think it was just us being more of a team. We came around. We all played for each other. We all played for every single guy we go to basically war with every day. So when we play together, we can beat anyone.
And that was evident in Saturday's game, too, with the big win 7-3 over the Shamrocks. Coach, this week you've got the Aberdeen Wings coming to town. They've been a really good team last couple of years, especially in the division. When it comes to this year's team, the Wings, I think you took one or two games in Aberdeen early on. What's it like going to be coming in for this weekend?
Well, they're going to be hungry. We swept them the last time they were in our building, which was just about a month ago. They swept us at their building. So it's a great opportunity for us. Forget who we're playing. We got to build a little momentum off the last weekend sweep of Watertown. Let's carry it into this weekend. That's the challenge.
Yeah.
And then we get in particular here. We have Avery here. We switched around our power play last week. Avery moved up to the top power play. He had a goal and 3 assists on the weekend. And by no means is that coaching. That's performance by players. So it's about taking advantage of your opportunities. And Avery did that for sure.
Yeah, you did a great job. It was fun being behind the bench and watching you talk with all the players and them listening to it. And it was like eye contact and they nod. And you're like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I want to hear what's going on down there.
Oh, Avery doesn't sometimes.
Oh, no, yeah. Sometimes you just want to throw that one out a little bit.
It's like, Joe's like, get out there. Start playing for each other. And you did. You guys brought it home. So this is going to be exciting. By the way, if you'd like to go to the game on Friday, we actually have some tickets for you. To get those tickets, you need to look at your app. That's how you're going to get those tickets today. So go to the 981 app, find out how to do that, and then you could be going to the game.
Game on Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock on Friday, 6:30 on Saturday. Going to be a great weekend out at the MAC. Avery, I'm guessing you have a billet family. Who are you housing with?
I'm with the Henrys.
With the Henrys, and you've got a couple other guys in the house, too?
Yeah, I have two of my teammates, Esther Brooks and Cole Bees with me. So.
Okay.
So three out of our 8 defensemen live in the same house.
Crazy.
Oh, wow.
And their billet brother is a goalie.
Really?
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh, so it is awesome always being around the guys and
yeah,
getting to hang out with them even out of the rink. So
yeah,
it's a good time.
Having friends up here when you're away from home. So thanks, Avery, for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Excited to see you guys play this weekend. Joe, thank you so much.
As always, guys, you guys have been great to us. Continue to go. We had an outstanding crowd, one of the best in Norseman history last Friday. Let's continue it, folks.
Let's do it. Norseman this weekend.